Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know you're not supposed to say, but from my sources, and I know you've got a lot higher level than I do, you're up there at the Capitol, that they have substantive groups here in the U.S., and this could be a way to basically blackmail Obama, because Obama now knows that there's terror attacks, and Susan Rice and others helped create this current group, that they're going to get the blame for it. Couldn't we have high-level blackmail already going on?
Oh, I'm seeing, Alex, the same basic pattern as I saw right before 9/11 regarding our work, and you mentioned the Stratus Ivy and Able Danger. I am seeing the same neglect, the same wishful thinking at the policy level, where, they may have cells here, but they won't really do anything to hurt us. That is what I'm hearing. And I think you have to believe, I don't know this for a fact, but you have to believe that there may be something like that going on, because what president, what policy-making body would ever allow known adversaries to act, to walk freely within our border, simply because they think that, if they leave us alone, we'll leave them alone. That was the naive thinking that resulted in the 9/11 attacks. And I'm telling you right now, it may not happen this 9/11, it may not happen the next 9/11, but we are literally allowing the conditions to be created, which are going to allow the next 9/11, which I would predict is going to be far more severe, far more catastrophic than the 9/11 attacks could have ever been. I think those of us who have studied this and recognize the vulnerability understand that the Southwest border, as much as kids coming across are a tug at our heart, Alex, the issue is not the kids. It's about the fact that other nefarious folks, drug cartels, terrorist groups are going to use the Southwest border to get their people in here.
I've been critical of Rick Perry on a lot of issues, but they've indicted him for holding back money from a drunk, crazy person while he is covertly trying to secure the border. I have to commend him and the state police. He's actually trying to secure the border, and he's been indicted. I mean, it's almost like the Democrats are secretly allied with Al-Qaeda or something.
Well, this goes back to our conversation about the Brotherhood. Let me be very clear on this. The Muslim Brotherhood has penetrated every aspect of our governance, every aspect, Alex. They have influence in the media. They have influence on Capitol Hill. They have been able to go through in DOD. And basically, the reason we can't call Islamic radicalism Islamic radicalism is because they have done this Orwellian thing. And I have a friend of mine who told me this, that the DOD was forced to remove all references to radical Islam because of Brotherhood influence over the FBI and DOD. While we've been fighting Al-Qaeda in the battlefield and winning, these folks have been working behind the scenes to subvert all of the governance we hold dear. And again, I hope your audience understands, I'm not being overblown on this. Their influence is real. And again, this is why General Al-Tohimi and now President Al-Sisi outlawed the Brotherhood in Egypt.
I know you're not supposed to get into this because you can get in trouble because of the commander-in-chief, but those same people were interviewed by WorldNet Daily and confirmed Obama's cousin Odinga, the prime minister down in Kenya, is making all this money and is reportedly sending hundreds of millions up there financing it, and Obama is directly involved.
I don't know that for a fact, but let me tell you this little tidbit, Alex, that I think your audience needs to understand. Just a few days before I met with Al-Tohimi, General Al-Tohimi, the chief of additional intelligence, John Brennan was there. John Brennan, our director of CIA. So one of the things that General Al-Tohimi brought up to me is that he had brought up to John Brennan their issue with the Muslim Brotherhood. And Al-Tohimi, the chief of their intelligence, asked John Brennan directly, why don't you help us attack the Brotherhood? Why don't you outlaw the Brotherhood just like we're about to do? And by the way, they have done it. And so Al-Tohimi didn't really tell us what Brennan said. So I asked him, I said, with all due respect, General, what did John Brennan say to you when you said that, you know, the Brotherhood's an enemy? What was his reply? He stiffened up, Alex, in his chair, looked at me sternly and said, John Brennan laughed in my face. Now think about that. Our director of CIA laughed at the chief of intelligence of Egypt because he was told that the Brotherhood is a threat. And that tells you...
Well, the Brotherhood was blowing up churches, crucifying people, attacking military bases, trying to blow up the Suez Canal last year that forced the military to go after them. When they got power, they had a reign of terror in Egypt.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I want to start this historic fourth hour, first live show broadcast that we've done for the radio out of the news studio. We've done a lot of live shows on the nightly news and expanded coverage. I want to start it by giving people watching on television a shot of the new control room. That I wanted to be basically a TV set in and of itself so that we can have roundtable discussions and meetings and special broadcasts in the control room. And that control room runs two other studios in the building because when I'm done, I plan to have probably 3 or 4 TV shows a day out of here and, of course, my main radio show and other specialty transmissions. That's been my plan all along. I've been so busy over the years doing the radio show, the films, the nightly news, that I've never really realized all that. I never had the capital that Glenn Beck did. But I'm glad that Glenn Beck took our new media model that even mainstream media has said was developed by us in the last 15, 16 years since we started doing this and been so successful with it. I do not intend to have 24-hour shows or 24-hour radio shows to actually challenge, Clear Channel and Premiere and the old radio platforms itself. But I do want to have morning, noon, and night live shows, special reports, bulletins, and so much more, so that it's not just Alex Jones here on the radio and on television giving you my unique perspective on the world, but that it's other liberty lovers and other great minds, if I could say I have a great mind, other people that love liberty, and that's a great mind to me, that's a beautiful mind, to really be able to challenge the globalist in real time so that if there is a big terrorist attack or a new war starts or the stock market crashes or Ebola gets the United States, you're already seeing the nightly news when something big happens. It won't just be taped to air 7 to 7:30. Then they'll go live for two more hours or three more hours. And then I'll drive into the studio and I'll be here, or I'll Skype in from home, or we'll Skype in where we have correspondents all over the country giving us intel, giving us information. That's my goal. And we have really developed over the years, finally, a team of great dedicated people who are doing this from the ground up. We don't have big corporate consultants. We are literally reinventing the wheel because the old media complex was so incredibly corrupt. And so we'll work out the bugs, work out the kinks. But I tell you, so far, the whole crew is just doing a bang-up job, and I'm so honored to be here. And I love in the control room, because I came up with this look. Notice you've got George Washington there in the middle, and you've got the Don't Tread on Me in Latin, and then you've also got the Spartan helmet, Molon Labe. And I think that basically says what we stand for here. Individual strength, individual liberty, sacrifice for freedom, not backing down, embracing the true Americana ideas that have made this nation so great in a sea of evil. America has lots of problems, has done lots of terrible things. We've also have been exceptional in many other ways. So many other countries that call us evil and corrupt, they just do that because they're not as good at being evil and corrupt as America has been. Now, I'm not proud of America being good at being evil and corrupt. But what I will tell you is I want to go back to us being honorable. And not that we were perfectly honorable, but known for doing what we'd say we'd do, for being more chivalrous. America was kind of the rebirth of chivalry that had died in the last 500, 600 years in Europe. There was a strain of that. And so I want to embrace the better angels of humanity, as a statesman once said, and try to strive for something better. That's our goal here. And this is our first, again, live transmission out of the TV studio for the radio show since we began building this facility about a year ago. And really, it's just a room to have guests in and to be able to break down over there on the television screen specifics of what are happening with maps and presentations. This is just to communicate better with you. It only signifies and is a token of the larger operations that we're going to carry out and much bigger things we're going to build, so that we're not just reaching 20 million people a week, as many as 5 million of those being new listeners who come through. We have about 15 million that are a staple that tune in at least a few times a week. But 20-plus million people on all our platforms, podcasts, YouTube, terrestrial radio is the biggest chunk, over 170 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR. We were censored off SiriusXM. Openly because of our political statements and what we have to say. But so was other mainline libertarians and conservatives as well. Just like you see the harassment of Breitbart by the IRS now, openly, there is an attempt to shut down anything that isn't completely statist. Not that mainline Republicans are good, not that Breitbart's even perfect, but that for the system that says your children don't belong to you, 2 plus 2 equals 5, it is a threat because it believes in private property, because the libertarian conservative movement is being radicalized by patriots like yours truly. Time Magazine has said that twice, that I'm the mad prophet of the Tea Party. You can Google it. Alex Jones is the mad prophet of the Tea Party, energizing and radicalizing. And, oh, don't radicalize yourself or you'll lose elections. The truth is you have to be radical to meet a radical threat. To radicals that think parents aren't parents and that the state is God, for me to believe in free market and liberty, that is like space alien weird, like I've got five heads. That's not really radical, though. But to these radicals, of course I'm like a fire-breathing demon or something. Because I don't buy anything they say when Obama says that ISIS isn't Islamic or there's no boots on the ground, because there are boots on the ground. The AP even admits it. That's the thing. They don't even care about getting mainstream media in line with their lies anymore. It has reached a crazy level of proportions. But what do you expect? What do you expect to happen here in this culture and in this society when they were on TV and radio? We've played these clips here before. We'll play them again today. BBC, CNN, they're going to blow that building up, get back, get back. They blow up Building 7. We interview the deputy emergency manager, the number two in New York. He dies weeks after he's on, Barry Jennings. I interview the firefighters in person who are getting death threats who heard the countdown to blow the towers up. Over the Red Cross was in charge of it. That's like above CIA, for those that don't know. And if you're a novice and don't know and you're laughing, go look it up. They use, the globalists have used them for 500 years at least. Literally Red Cross, you know, Rosicrucians, Knights Templar, Illuminati. That's their front group. But the Red Cross was there. I talked to two different cops with the countdown to blow it up. This is the type of just insane stuff that is going on and unfolding in this society. The NORAD stand down. I want to go over some of the smoking guns of 9/11 today, but I wanted to spend a few minutes talking to you about where we're going and what we're building, thanks to all of your support out there, spreading the word about the transmission and the rest of it. Because if I was reaching a million people a week 17 years ago, 20 years ago, I was reaching a few thousand people a week. And 18 years ago, I was reaching a million a week. And 17 years ago, I was reaching 3 million a week. You can see that we're now reaching 20 million a week. We have a responsibility to try to go to the next level and to really go for it all in the info war, to really try to defeat the globalist. And I would encourage all of you out there as well to realize that in your daily life, you've got to decide you can fight back. You've got to decide we can win. You've got to decide that, yeah, we know this bad stuff's happening. That's a positive thing, to be aware of what's unfolding. That gives us a shot at turning this around. You've got to realize that the alternative is total slavery and turning the world over to premeditated evil. The establishment is lockstep. Boehner and people like Obama, when it comes to Obamacare or going after the guns or open borders or bombing Syria and arming al-Qaeda to fight al-Qaeda, they're in lockstep. And that's why they're in lockstep going after the libertarian movement and the Tea Party. I've never been a supporter of the Tea Party, except when Ron Paul kind of started it. Republicans tried to take it over. I became a supporter of it the last 3 years because the Republicans were unable to take it over. It was taking them over, and the whole establishment lined up against it. That's when you know you need to support something. Whole establishment wants a border, you got to support it. Whole establishment supports gun control, you've got to be against it. Whole establishment wants to bomb Syria a year ago, we've got to be against it. Now the establishment's lining up to attack al-Qaeda. They have come up with mind control scams so incredible that I want ISIS to be bombed. But I know that'll just be a cover story and it's a fraud, so I've got to agree with Lou Rockwell. I think it's wrong, probably, even though I can get the perspective of Rand Paul saying we need to go after ISIS, but saying don't support the rebels because they are ISIS. He knew what Obama was going to do, showing he's a real statesman. Very, very exciting. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to go through an article written by Paul Joseph Watson back in June of 2005. The 10 smoking guns of 9/11. These are still the big smoking guns. Then we have 20 other points that tie into this I want to get into, and a bunch of video clips that have been compiled by the crew with Norman Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, saying Cheney gave stand-down order. Building 7 montage showing the different angles of it falling at free fall and being blown up. The 28 pages we video, we already pretty much played that, but the fact that Schaefer says he's talked to folks that have seen it. Of course, Congressman Jones has seen it and wants to get it released, and that it's Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia being involved in our government covering that up. The guys want to play me predicting that they used bin Laden to take the fall for attacking the World Trade Centers July 25th, 2001. And we will also get into Sybil Edmonds, whistleblower, saying the government worked with Al-Qaeda and she was listening to it. Jennings and Giuliani. Giuliani talking about bombs in the building and the towers being blown up. And BBC predicts WTC collapse 7:30 minutes or 25 minutes before it fell, and then trying to deny it. That's just some of the big smoking guns that tell us the official story is as fake as Santa Claus and a $3 bill. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from the InfoWars.com studio.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is a new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The
problem with something like 9/11 is there's so much proof the official story is a fraud. But what about the latest evidence that our government would work with al-Qaeda, renaming him ISIS or ISIL or whatever Obama's name to confuse the public is this week, that they would turn them loose to kill Christians all over the Middle East, and that they would open our border up so they could attack us here? That is aiding and abetting right there. That is inside job right there. That is criminal right there. So open and shut. Boom. I don't ever want to hear I'm a traitor for pointing out the official story of 9/11 wasn't true, or that they were going to use those attacks to take our freedoms. Clearly, they now say Homeland Security is for returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, patriots, constitutionalists. Clearly, I predicted that back at the time. And there's all these clips to play, but I think we should play first. AJ predicts 9/11 back in July. This says July 21st. I think it was July 25th, 2001, in a 2.5-hour access show I did, that if somebody's got the whole tape, I'll put a bounty out, $1,000 for it. I thought I had a copy around here because over the 2.5 hours, I mean, I broke down every reason how they transform our society into a police state, the Rand Corporation documents, the National Stabilization Force, how they would use terrorism to, you know, do all this. And we could do like a whole hour special off that 2.5-hour live access show I did that Jimmy Vaughn saw live. And then he saw it when it re-aired later. Everybody got real mad at me because it aired on 9/11 a few months later that night. When I was saying they'll attack the World Trade Center and the government did it, I'd said it 2 months before. And then I could never find the tape of it again. Somebody, again, found it and put it on YouTube, a short clip. This isn't even the really meaty stuff. AJ predicts 9/11 from Access TV back in July of 2001. Here it is. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press at one of your little drills you had, and that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen war, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of the solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government Terror. From the archive. I had more hair then. It was a little bit skinnier. I get sick of looking at myself all day, but it's part of the job here. So there you have it from way back in 2001. Here we are 13 years and 2 months later, and I'm yet again saying they're clearly going to let al-Qaeda attack us under the name ISIS, or they'll do it, the criminal elements that run our government, and use that to launch a bunch of new wars and have no-bid weapons contracts and sell the idea of spying on us and violating our rights. This is how they take over. And I know you know that as a regular listener. Many of you knew it before I was born. You know how the world worked. How do we get this information out to everybody else so that we don't keep reliving this? I mean, this is ridiculous. I predicted last year that they would end up saying we had to go into Syria to stop Al-Qaeda there, who they were openly arming, and now they're doing it. I mean, it's so predictable, but it's also so over the top. We'll talk to our reporters in New York coming up, and more smoking
guns.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from the George Washington Studios. Only TV viewers know what I'm talking about. Don't tread on me. Gotta love it.
Let me see your doubt. What we so proudly hail. Once you promote her.
That's what's happening. America was in a trance in 1913 when the private banks took over, the offshore banks. They slowly got the nation into debt. They created Hitler and the communists so they would have an outside threat to turn us into a police state and allow those other empires to go around robbing and stealing so they could have culpable, non-culpable deniability, plausible denial. And then now they're here opportunistically funding a giant global hardcore jihad against Christians and any stable, sovereign, secular government to overthrow. They'll use that jihad threat to then take all Western freedoms as well. But once you provoke the people of this republic, and liberty lovers not just here but worldwide, it is the beginning of the end of the tyranny. Once the genie's out of the bottle, once people know the manipulation and the full-spectrum dominance program that the crime syndicate worldwide is using, it's game over. And that's now the point we've gotten to. One reason I also like the new studio setup is that more and more we got good mics in there with the crew, and we are going to be able to then just, hey, I want to hear what Jakari Jackson thinks about what's going on. And then we can literally just talk to Jakari in there and have like a discussion like we're here together. In fact, I didn't tell you guys I was going to do this. Is he piped through so I can talk to him on air? Okay, well, that's the plan. Absolutely. We'll pipe him through. Yeah, sure. But just down the road, then I will be able to sit back and talk to everybody that's in there. We'll be able to pan over and talk to Rob Dew, also known as Ducifer. Let's go ahead and pan over to him for TV viewers. Dun, dun, dun. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, with Marcos Morales. There you go. All right. See, we got a few crew members around here that got names that are so cool sounding. I just walk around saying them like Jakari Jackson, Marcos Morales. Who else am I saying has got a really cool sounding name? I mean, Max Kaiser's got one, but he doesn't work with us. Max Kaiser. We can have a vote with the listeners, like not what your favorite color is or fantasy football, but who has a cooler name? Buckley Hammond. That's definitely an unusual name. Or Jakari. You got to see Buckley Hammond, Jakari Jackson, Marcos Morales. Can I have the vote on InfoWars? Or Ducifer. That is the giant hippie. Anyways, the whole point is we're just, all right, I always get dingy by the third hour already. And I've been up since 6 a.m. and I'm feeling good. I am a little bit goofy here. So let me get serious back to the hardcore subject. I'm going to get to some more of the smoking guns and the video clips here in a moment, Building 7. But first off, who do we have? Joe Biggs or Leanne McAdoo? They're on the ground in New York. We're going to talk to him for about 5 minutes and then Leanne McAdoo to see what's happened since I talked to him 2 hours ago. This is a great thing. We're here broadcasting worldwide, AM, FM, internet, video streams, podcasts. They're in New York, just all together bringing you the cutting edge of true analysis here. Let's go to Joe Biggs. Joe, you've been sitting there for 10 minutes since I've been ranting. What do you think for you waking up to 9/11 truth? When did that begin to happen? And 9/11 truth, folks, is just not buying the official ridiculous lie, like Obama saying ISIS isn't Islamic or there's no boots on the ground. It just means, listen, I don't believe everything you're telling me. There's more to this. What was your 9/11 truth moment, or was it a process? And what do you think the big smoking gun of 9/11 is, Joe Biggs?
Well, first off, I'd like to throw my name in the hat for the coolest name, Alex, as Joe Biggs. Then for the waking up part, that happened my first year in Iraq. I was actually trying to buy a Jean-Claude Van Damme action movie so I could sit down in my little hooch and relax and watch it. And what it was a documentary about 9/11. And instead of watching Jean-Claude Van Damme, I watched this documentary on the facts, the smoking guns, things that happened. And I began to reevaluate myself and my stance and questioning whether or not my being in the military and being deployed was for the right reasons. Because, like I said before, I joined because of the attacks at 9/11 here in New York City, where we're at right now. We're at the bottom of the new Trade Center. So that was a defining moment for me. Like I said, it felt like I was betrayed by someone I love very much, which is my country. I still do love my country, and I'm going to stand up and fight for it as much as I can. But I am pissed off at the government and, you know, this entire cover-up. I don't like it whatsoever. You know, so that documentary woke me up. I began sharing it with my friends, and now I am where I am today.
I can't tell you, Joe, how many of our listeners over the years came to us via documentary films. That's why Rob Jacobson is always harping, we got to make films again, we got to make films again. Well, we make films every day. We make many documentaries. But it is true that I kind of want to make films that are so powerful, and I produce Loose Change as well, and I'm in Zeitgeist, even though they didn't ask for my permission. And the first one that was a big hit. But the point I'm getting at is the power of film really is revolutionary. And I want to encourage the viewers out there. You're just as smart as we are, probably smarter in some ways. Where are you doing a podcast? Where are you making films? Where are you taking action? Together culturally, if we promote liberty and if we shop, thinking about where the money's going and support local and support liberty-based media, we will supplant the whole system. I think 13 years after 9/11, things are so clear. People don't get mad at you now if you're a, quote, 9/11 truther because they've been lied to so much they get questioning, even if they believe the official story, Joe.
Yeah, today, I mean, right behind me, there's been quite a large group of people passing out pamphlets, things like that, saying, hey, do you really know what happened? You know, some people say, you know, screw you, basically, and walk by and they don't want to hear anything. You know, and I've actually had one person came up and started cussing at me earlier. But, you know, that's just how it happens. I told him that he could take his purse and move on. But, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are smart, that know what happened, they're awake. And, you know, from what I've seen 10 years ago until now, you have a lot more people that are well-informed. And, yes, film is very powerful. Those documentaries, like I said, changed my life, and I know a lot of my other friends' lives as well. So that is a very important tool to help get out that information.
What do you think the biggest smoking gun is? For me, it's Building 7 because...
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that without a doubt right there. I mean, that's the cellar right there. I mean, that's where I'm standing at right now, the base of, right behind Josh. If you want to see, this is the new Building 7. Oh, yeah. So earlier today, it was pretty interesting. When we first got out here, I actually had a uniformed police officer who didn't want to be on film, so I respected him. He's about to retire in 2 months, he said. But he came up and he said he was one of the first responders on 9/11, and he said he saw an explosion come out and shoot debris out the bottom out of the second tower before it ever collapsed. So he came over and he's like, I don't know if you know this or you've heard stuff. I was like, I've heard about explosions. He's like, yeah. He's like, I just want to confirm with you. He's like, if I was already retired, I would have no problem going on camera. He's like, I can't have gone this far and then throw everything away. So, you know, there's people out here that know what really happened. You have first responders that are passionate about trying to get this information out, and they're not going to sleep knowing that people are trying to cover it up. Okay, so, yeah, like I said, where we're at right now, we're right outside of the new One World Center, which is right over here to the right. Josh is going to pan over and show you. This is a brand new building. It's still under construction for the most part, down around the ground levels. They're still doing some exterior work. But the police have completely blocked off any chances of getting near the memorial area today until 6 p.m. This whole area has just been locked down. Military has had a presence out here as well. You'll see Army and Air Force paired together. You'll see one soldier, one airman walking around. So that's been pretty crazy. There's a man over here. He is retired Special Forces, and he's standing in front of the De Oppressa Libre, which means to oppress, to liberate the oppressed. They have a monument for the basically the first Special Forces responders who went into Afghanistan to go after the Taliban after the attacks. So there's a memorial for that. He stands over there, and he's been speaking to people about the missions and things like that. And I asked him, I said, do you feel betrayed at all? Do you feel like I feel that I have been lied to and betrayed by my country? And that, you know, in essence, all the lives we lost were for the global elites to make more money. I mean, Feinstein made so much money off of this incident that it's just mind blowing. You know, what was it? Billions of dollars, probably.
Her husband, yeah.
The insurance, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Well, Larry Silverstein had double insurance on it, only got it 2 months before it happened, and we just have so much evidence. Joe, we're going to come back to you guys in just a moment and get Leanne McAdoo's top smoking gun. Thank you so much, Joe. I know you've got a lot more coming up tonight. You guys have done a fantastic job, and for myself, the whole crew, and the viewers, thank you for your dedication, because, hey, I don't see it as bad that you went and fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. You meant well, even though you were manipulated into it. It takes even more courage to admit you were scammed. We've all been scammed at one time or another. What matters is admitting we were wrong later, and then now truly fighting for the Republic, really fighting for the truth. And now it's not you getting a DVD that, you know, somebody was selling in Iraq just like in the movie Hurt Locker with little kids selling them. And you are now reaching out to people in the info war. And it all started with you going out and saying, hey, Joe, you know, Joe Biggs here, my friend, who was, you know, clearly killed, Michael Hastings, for speaking out and telling the truth. He was set up. Homeland Security was coming after him. Everybody else in his family, friends, they all knew that. They knew Homeland Security had gone to his house, but they were all so scared they shut up. You were willing to come out when there were threats flying and talk to us and talk to Fox News. I said, that's the kind of guy I want to be a reporter. And here you are doing a great job now. People love what you're doing. And it's all about people that don't think of themselves as journalists or as info warriors doing it because you don't have a choice. And it's going to be the rank and file people like you and others getting involved, engaging, that will bring down the New World Order. So thank you so much, Joe. We'll go talk to Leanne McAdoo here in just a moment.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. So excited to be working with Joe Biggs. And again, we're here in the new studio working out the bugs. Haven't seen hardly any bugs today. I was expecting a whole bunch of train wreck stuff. In fact, it would have been better for ratings. We'd have a light fall on my head or something like Hillary Clinton on 60 Minutes. Though there was an extra light panel on, which was even cooler, made me look like one of those giant Martian eggheads. Because I already kind of looked like that. If people didn't realize, my dad's a dentist, and he thinks it's interesting. I talked to an oral surgeon once, it's true. I have an incredibly wide jaw like a pit bull. So it's not that I even have a weak chin. It's that this part of the cranium is very big, and this is wide as well. So I'm kind of a freak, folks. Maybe I'm a genetic mutation, huh? I mean, look at that. I mean, look at the size of that head on those shoulders. Look at the size of that head. It has its own weather systems. Who's the guy that, that's enough. That's enough, guys. It's even blurred. I need to quit screwing around here. Sorry. Like, I start screwing around, and then I tell them to stop screwing around. Who's the guy that does the secret agent comedy movies? And he's Fat Bastard on it as well. He plays himself. Austin Powers. But what's the name of the actor? Mike Myers. Yeah, he did some funnier movies where he's sitting there talking about his kid's head. And I was like, look at the size of that head. Has its own weather systems. So that's all part of our Scottish independence this week. We have Scottish John, who's been out picketing and promoting the Second Amendment for 10 years that I've known him here in Austin. And he's a Scot, got the thick Scot accent. He's going to be in studio with us tomorrow to talk about the Scottish independence vote that is coming up, and more teleprompter-free radio and television right now. Let's take you live to Clandathu, where our forces have just engaged the main bug fleet on their home world. Excuse me, that's Starship Troopers. I take you now live to New York City on the edge of the barricades to keep the slaves away, hence any of our ideas get out. I think I see a tyranny response team shirt over there. That guy might be a listener. Leanne McAdoo, what is your take 13 years later there at Ground Zero?
Hi, Alex. Leanne McAdoo. I am very happy to be here, and I am standing outside one of what I think is one of the smoking guns of 9/11, the brand new and improved World Trade Center building number 7. It's right behind us, and I think there's a consensus around here that anyone, just look at the physics. Just look at the physics. They keep saying 2 planes, 3 buildings, do the math. That's a huge smoking gun. Larry Silverstein profited. He got more than double what he owed on the building back in blood money and insurance money. So quite the payout there. But if I had to say another smoking gun, I'm sorry, but it's the invisible plane that hit the Pentagon. I mean, I've looked at the pictures.
Why are you being racist?
Yeah, you know, I like to educate myself. I know a lot of people would prefer to just, you know, watch the game, and that was something we noticed. We were talking about that last night at dinner before the president came on to speak, just how much patriotism has been lost in this country. There was a time when people, even if they were at a bar, out to dinner, or hanging out, if they knew the president was coming on to speak about something like what he was talking about last night, basically bringing us into a new war with Syria that's going to extend beyond his presidency, people would have stopped to pay attention. But nobody even cared. And in fact, they were pretty upset that we asked them to change the channel so that we could listen to what the president had to say. We become a total joke. Our country has become a joke. The presidency has become a joke.
And we're not bashing, because I know you know, personally, your view on this. I'm not putting words in your mouth. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's not that we like bashing America. There's still a lot of great people here. It's that you've just got so many entitled. Here's an example. I went to a local community pool with my children yesterday, and there were some yuppies in the shallow end, two lovebirds kissing. They were both about 25 college students. And my daughters were splashing and racing and a little bit of water, a little bit, because I happened to be watching them. I was sitting down on the side drying off, happened to hit the lady in the face. And she was like, what? And the guy, and all these so-called yuppies get so mad by families with kids, like they're revolted by it or something. And it's this entitlement. It's this decadence. It's this, I don't want to know. I want to play fantasy football that the system is banking on. It's scary. Go ahead. Sorry.
Right. Well, and that's how they know it's going to be so easy to control this narrative and the kids that are, you know, just tomorrow, they're going to be teenagers for the first time teenagers that didn't actually experience 9/11. They weren't alive. And so they're counting on to just continue regurgitating this, their narrative of how things happened, and hoping that the rest of the people who were there, who could see with their own eyes, will just buy their story. They're just hoping. But that's the problem, is that a lot of those kids are, you know, they're the internet generation. So
I agree with you.
These pictures.
Hold on, we're going to skip this network break so we can have time to get into some of the smoking guns. But Leanne, I'm going to come back to you in a moment. Let's cut to the studio shot right now of Nico and Buckley. Look, Buckley looks like a Russian gangster sitting there. And so people are always trying to claim that we work for Putin, the Vatican, Israel, or something. I want to say it's all true, folks. There is Buckley. His real name is Vladimir Bugalnumska Gazabomando. He also codenamed the Wolf. Look at him. And his top henchman beside him, Nico, deal with you, jiu-jitsu master. He grew up Eastern Russia. I shouldn't even joke around. It'll be a whole new conspiracy theory. Actually, folks, Nico is Bill Hicks. It's true. All right, I'm sorry. This is supposed to be a serious fourth hour. Everybody knows that that's probably not a good idea. That's why I quit doing the fourth hour. Because I'm just, after 3 hours being so serious, I can't handle it anymore. It is incredibly serious. Leanne, they could stage a new 9/11 and blame it on ISIS or let ISIS in to do it. And they're so arrogant, and the TV heads don't seem to care, and we see all the preparations for it. I see them getting ready for a nuclear 9/11, and Obama says the number one threat he sees is a mushroom cloud in New York. So that's what my gut tells me, is something really huge is on the horizon, and that we're seen as such chumps by the globalists that they're going to pull something big. What do you think?
Well, and that's exactly right. He says that's his biggest fear, and then they go around poking the nuclear bear, trying to provoke Putin, and one of the only countries that is basically saying, yay, we've got nukes, and we're going to use them if you make us. So,
but, I mean, why be closed-minded? I mean, they're trying to promote, you know, all sorts of stuff now, so what's wrong with poking the bear?
Hey, apparently, as long as he's got nukes, that's what the kids want to do these days, so...
I don't want to give them any ideas now. That'll be a whole new term out there. I guess nuclear war will be like a new fetish, you know, where you destroy. I guess nihilists are kind of into that. What do you think, Leanne?
Well, I mean, they clearly bathe in the blood of all these deaths that they've committed. They revel in it. They celebrate it. So why not just see?
Why are you being close-minded? Well, I mean, you haven't tried bathing in blood.
You're right, you know. Maybe it's magnificent. Who knows? There's actually a fountain over here with a big, looks like kind of blood platelets here in Larry Silverstein's fountain to commemorate those who survived.
He probably comes out at midnight like Nosferatu. And actually, can we pull up Nosferatu? Because Larry Silverstein starred in the 1927 original Nosferatu. We've actually got a shot of him right after he filed the insurance policy on 9/11 a few months before. He went out and had a celebratory snack. Let's see if we can put Nosferatu behind me. There you go. We can actually get a video clip of Larry Silverstein.
Pardon me. Had some. So what I'm curious too is, like, you see the people celebrating when they actually see all the rioting and things going on in Ferguson. You saw how that affected people around the world. People were saying, "Yay, the Americans are finally waking up. They're finally fighting back. They finally realize that they're living in a police state, and they're rooting for us. They're rooting for the American people to wake up and to realize that we are our government is occupied.
Exactly. But again, it's fine to start with going out and demonstrating for the First Amendment. But we need to go out and talk to the cops when they're not in riot gear to wake them up to what's happening. Just like that police officer came over to Biggs earlier and said he's awake. Only reason I'm saying let's make friends with the police is because compared to the general public, I'm actually able to wake police up or they're already awake. Because they're in the system. They know something's wrong, most of them. Most of them aren't just bullies for no reason. They're all under peer pressure and compartmentalized. From doing this 20 years, I've just have discovered the military is just so awake. And then the police are the second best group. In my experience, that's why they want us fighting with them, because the system absolutely hates them. That's why they demonize the veterans and things, is because they're worried about anybody that could stop the takeover when it becomes incredibly obvious. Who went after Hitler? His own military. Who went after Stalin and probably killed him? His own military. Who ends up going after the really bad guys? It's usually the military or the police. That's why the system keeps them on such a short leash and right close to them. And then Homeland Security gives them all this federal training, sends them out to do this, and gives them all the equipment, and then comes in, oh, it's terrible what you did, even though they set them up for it. Very sophisticated manipulation. So just like we're played off against the Muslims, we need to be more sophisticated and realize the larger plan. Don't you agree, Leanne?
Absolutely. And you can see that separation here evident just today in the fact that we had the first responders, once again, weren't allowed to join in the ceremony. Because they know, first of all, of course, the families are going to want to hug these people that risked their lives to save their family, saved a whole lot of more lives that day than what was lost. But maybe they have some questions for the first responders.
But see how reality's flipped? We're arming Al-Qaeda publicly. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, the first responders can't get medical care. Leanne McAdoo, you have more reports coming up the Nightly News. Great job, you and Joe. Take a break, get something to eat, kick your feet back for a while. And then go out and get some more great reports, and then it's Miller time.
My favorite time, the magic hour. We'll be out at Times Square reporting, bringing you the info.
Hey, I just had an idea. How about we get a bunch of info warriors to go to Times Square, say at 7 o'clock tonight, in front of some landmark, and we'll put a tweet out and a Facebook out. There's hardly any promotion, but I bet 100 people show up. You want to call for a Liberty Mob to show up in Times Square, Leanne? Where do you want
Absolutely.
Them to meet you?
Liberty Mob in Times Square. What we're hearing is that the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth have paid to get a one of the billboards there to have a revolving loop of World Trade Center 7 going down.
Yeah, they've done that before, but where do you want people to meet you?
That's at 42nd and 6th Street. We'll be there. I think that it's like the magic steps or something, the steps to infinity, right in the center, right in the heart of everything. We will be there.
47th and 6th Street. We just had that
42nd.
Idea.
42nd.
42nd and 6th. 42nd and 6th. We'll tweet that out at the magic steps. Everybody will see Leanne and Joe Biggs out there. Great job, Leanne.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, folks, we're out of time. I didn't get to most of the smoking guns. There's hundreds of them, but we have 10 on Infowars.com, the top 10. Cheney recalls taking charge from bunker, the stand down. 15 of the 19 hijackers led into the country. Hijackers trained in the U.S. Obama. Osama not wanted by FBI for 9/11. Prior warnings, Willie Brown warned not to fly. Condoleezza Rice. It just goes on. The 28 pages, people that have seen them, says that there was basically a stand-down ordered when Saudi Arabia involved. That's just some of the major issues. The cell phones working from impossible heights, the FBI admitting it was fake. Let's thank God there wasn't a terror attack yet today. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it was just Homeland Security fear-mongering. Thank you to all the InfoWars out there making this possible, and great job with the crew. Until 7 o'clock tonight, with InfoWars Nightly News, you are the resistance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.